Guess what Jesus is going to say? He's going to come over and say, "Dad, this is my brother. This is Thurman. He's the one that I answered so many prayers for and done all those things for." Oh, the Father's going to say, "Well, if Jesus says you're okay, son, you can come in." Is that what all of us want to hear?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what we want to hear. We want him to say, "This was one of my brothers or daughters down there on earth, and they were obedient. They continuously acknowledged me before man. And now, Father, I tell you that because of my blood and they accepted it, they're worthy to come into the kingdom." And the Father will say, "Welcome home." And we'll be home for the first time. I'm sure glad I'm not permanently attached to this earth. With what's going on this earth today, wow, it's awful. You know, I thought about, as I was reading emails this week in different places, I was going looking different things. I was looking for that bright light that we saw, we talked about, that was over Norway recently. And that bright light was seen, has been seen many times. And almost every time that bright light is seen, some kind of devastation occurs. I mean, serious devastation. Well, I realized that the day or the night before the earthquake in Haiti, the bright light was seen. It's on camera. Somebody caught it on camera. It's there. What does that thing do? I don't know. What is it? I don't know. I really don't know. But there's something about that bright light that's shown in the heavenlies that does devastating things. Now, then there's more and more people that are saying that either our HAARP or the Russians, one of the two, are the ones with their some kind of a thermomagnetic or whatever devices that we have now that's beyond my ability to comprehend. I don't even understand. They say we are the ones that are, us or the Russians are the ones that did that, that done that earthquake. Of course, you know, China said we were the ones that did the one in China that killed tens of thousands of people last year, too. I don't know, but I do know that we are living in perilous times, devastating times. Man has become too smart. He really has. But if we know Jesus and we praise him and worship him, what did he tell us? Don't be afraid. Do we have to be afraid? No, not at all. I don't care what happens. You know, you don't have to be afraid of nothing. Now then, I realize that most people that say they're Christians, if something happens, you know, they can get into a frightful mode in a hurry. They really can. You know, but we don't want to be in that mode, do we? Be in control. Don't let anything bug you. Now, verse 33 and 34. "But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father which is in heaven." Now, this is not a scene we want to see. In other words, you refuse. Somebody says, "Are you a Christian?" Well, you get them off over in the corner and say, "Well, yeah, yeah. But don't tell nobody I'm a Christian. You know, my friends not love me no more." If you got that kind of friends, you need to get some new friends. You need to get some new ones. Because if you're not willing to acknowledge him, you never say, "Thank you, Lord, for your food and a place where you eat," whether you're at home. Oh, yeah, you'll say it in the morning when you're at home when ain't nobody there but you and your family. Now, do you know this is what amazes me? I'm really going to get down on the men that's going to listen to this. I have so many women tell me, "My husband will not pray for me openly, but yet he says he's a Christian." Hey, now, guys, let me tell you something. Don't take this as an offense, but you're a gutless wonder. If you won't pray for your wife, if she's a Christian and you say you're a Christian and you won't pray for her, you need to get on your face before God and let him loosen you up until you don't have no problem standing up and praying for your wife and your children. You know that? Now, I see men in church all the time, and I see women in church, and I say, "Well, just have your husband pray over you." "Well, I've tried to get him to prayer meeting, and he won't." I said, "Your husband comes to church with you and he won't pray over you?" No, he will not pray over me. He won't even lead the prayer over the breakfast at the morning. He just won't pray out loud. Well, guys, you need to get over that. Because you know what may happen one day? You may think you're okay. And then one day you get to heaven and the Father say, and who's this? And Jesus said, "I don't know. But Lord, you know, what do you mean you don't know me?" He said, "Your wife asked you to pray in my name, and you wouldn't. And people ask you if you were my child in a restaurant or out on the street, and you would never acknowledge me. So he said, I don't know you. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? Would that be a bad day in your life? That would be a bad day. He says, don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. Oh, you know, just get saved, and after you get saved, everything's going to be great. It's going to be a bed of roses from this day forth. You ain't never going to have no more problems. You ever heard that kind of stuff? Just let Jesus save you and life's going to be great. Well, let me tell you, that ain't the way it works. That ain't the way it works. He says here, don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. No, I came to bring a sword. Wow. We're going to have to fight? A sword? What do people usually do with swords? They kill people. Verse 35 and 36. I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies would be right in your own household. Now, how many of you Christians know that's the truth? You know that you will have people that'll be your enemies in your own household. Somebody said, well, my husband and I and our children, we all get along fine. I said, okay, how about your mother-in-law? Oh, my mother-in-law, when I try to tell her about Jesus, she don't want to hear nothing. She hangs up on me or cusses me out. Oh, did Jesus say he come to do that very thing? Now, isn't that sad? I mean, one of the most devastating things. We had a young couple come here one time. They had a beautiful little girl, and she was dying, and the man had a sickness, and we found out what their sin was. I spent all afternoon with that couple. That couple confessed their sins. We prayed for that little girl, and she was healed, and he was healed. And for 6 months, there was not a symptom on either one of them. And then the parents, in other words, the mother and father that came here were both good Christians. But all the people on both sides of their family were non-believers. None of them were believers. Now, how this couple came to be believers is just grace of God. But their mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, brothers, sister, nobody in that family believed in Jesus, nobody. And so whenever they came here and was prayed for and the little girl was healed and the daddy was healed, I mean, for months now the little girl's back in school, everybody's going good, but the family. I mean, what do you mean? You're not going to take her back to the doctor? No, we went to Dallas and Thurman prayed for her and Jesus healed her. Oh, you got to be crazy. Jesus don't do stupid things like that no more. It's what he give us doctors for. Take her to the doctor. So they would call me. What do we need to do? I said, well, is she having any symptom? No. I said, your husband having any symptom? No. I said, well, what do you don't understand about healing? It's done. Don't get into doubt and unbelief. Just walk in love. I said, there's a battle raging. Well, this went on for 6 months. And finally, 6 months, they said, you know, we're catching so much flack from my mother and from his mother and dad and all this stuff. We're just going to have to take her back to the doctor. I said, no. But they did. And once they took her to the doctor and the doctor done a diagnosis, he said, this thing is worse than it ever was. And within a matter of days, the little girl was dead. Dead. Now, isn't it amazing that she had not had a symptom for 6 months? As long as we're trusting Jesus. And then we turn our back on Jesus and don't believe that he did what he did. We got to have a doctor to confirm it. And he backed off. And when he did, the little girl died. Now, that's one time when your heart breaks, and that's one time when you wish he was doing something else for a living. Because those people, they hated me. They told me, don't ever send us nothing else. We don't never want to hear about Thurman Scrivener ever again. I don't know whether they've ever got over it or not. But was I the culprit? No, I just told them what the Word said and prayed the prayer of faith for them, watched Jesus heal them. And then, because father and mother is against them. Have any of you ever had a family that was not all Christian and they didn't believe in the stuff? All of you almost, probably. You know, I have been so fortunate in my life. Now, this is a rare case, I realize. But everybody on my daddy's side and everybody on my mother's side, everybody that I know in all my life of growing up in my 71 years, all of them have been church-going Christian people. Now, that doesn't mean that one of my cousins, which was, he's now deceased, but a few years ago when we still had family reunions, I had the privilege to step into a place that most of my family never stepped into. And so we went out to Cross Plains for a family reunion. This has been 10 or 15 years ago. And of course, I was, I don't know how old I was, 15 years ago, I guess 55 or something like that. And so my cousin was 65. He was about 10 years older than me. And when we walked in, I was one of the first ones there. He was there, and his wife was there, and one of my other aunts was there. And I walked in, and of course, he always called me Sonny. That was my nickname when I was growing up. He said, Sonny, what's good going on in your life? I said, oh, praise God. I said, Jesus is doing wonderful things. Now, he's a Southern Baptist. Him and his wife, they go to church. You know, they've been in church all their life. He said, like what? I said, well, praise God. I said, I went down to Corpus Christi and prayed for a woman that had breast cancer, and God healed her right there. And his wife, she looked at me and said, okay, Thurman, if you think I'm going to believe that, I got some moon property I want to sell you. I said, no, it really happened. She said, now, come on, Thurman, come on. I mean, you're normally not a man with all wild stories, so don't tell us that Jesus done some breast cancer healing on some woman instantly, and she was totally healed. I said, but it really happened. That happened in 1995. The lady's name was Judy. I said, it really happened. Thurman, you're crazy. And they turned her back on me, and the rest of the time we was there for the family reunion, they wouldn't even talk to me. Now, they're Christians. You would think, what's wrong with this picture? Is the church at different places? Different people in the church at different places with God? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of us, God has pushed us off the cliff. Has he not, Jack? Some of us, he pushed us off a cliff. And we're still out there falling, doing what he says, right? Knowing that he's going to catch us. And of course, when I think about us falling, I watched a commercial on television on the news about two guys up way up in the top of a... You've seen this, haven't you, brother? They were way up in a deal cleaning windows.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.